morning. Welcome to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. It's good to see so many people on this low Sunday. And as you can see, Tom has asked for a Sunday off, and we begrudgingly agreed to let him have just 1 week off. So he will be back with us next week, and we hope that you all join us. We will be celebrating communion, and we will be back on our regular worship schedule. In the meantime, today's service is a little bit different, mostly just scriptures and songs with some of the regular things mixed into the service. So please join, and hopefully you will enjoy the little relaxing and the telling of the story of the life of Jesus. With that, one other announcement. Several weeks ago, we announced that a past member, Mabe Sasso, passed away. There will be a memorial service for Mabe next Saturday. We don't have the details yet, but we will have them, and we will get them out to you in an email this week. And it will be in her church north, but Cranberry, Gibsonia, Butler, some. So they had joined a church up there, and there will be a memorial service up there. So we will get all those details to you this week. And with that, let us rise, if able, and sing our opening hymn, number 462. I love to tell the story. join together in the prayer of confession, followed by a moment of silent confession. On this morning of hallelujahs, we must confess how human we are. Loving and merciful One, we thank You for the community in which You have placed us, for the brothers and sisters with whom we walk this pilgrim journey. We haven't done any great evil, but we have failed to do good when we had the chance. We have not intentionally hurt anyone, nor have we offered healing to the broken. We have accept the witness of the angel in the tomb, but find it difficult to share this good news with our friends and neighbors. Almighty God, bring us new life. Where we are tired and stressed, give us the energy to serve Your creation. Transform our hardened hearts into fountains of grace. Forgive us of all the damage we have done, and fill us with the joy of Your Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, who gives us new life, we pray. Amen. Now stay together affirming our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. And the third day He arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Welcome, everyone. Say hi to your brothers and sisters.
Okay, the first scripture reading is Psalm 118, 14 to 24. The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. The sound of joyful shouting and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord performs valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord performs valiantly. I will not die, but live and tell of the works of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but He has not turned me over to death. Open the gates of righteousness to me. I will enter through them. I will give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous will enter through it. I will give thanks to You, for You have answered me, and You have become my salvation. Stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This came about from the Lord. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
The second reading this morning is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 through 7, 20 through 22, and 51 through 57. For I handed down to you as of the first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. After that, He appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. But the fact is, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since by a man death came, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive. Behold, I am telling you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this perishable puts on the imperishable, and this mortal puts on immortality, then we will become about the saying that is written, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus.
Thank you. told I'm soft-spoken, so. From the book of Acts, verses 34 to 43. Opening his mouth, Peter said, I most certainly understand now that God is not one to show partiality, but in every nation, the one who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. The word which he sent to the sons of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know the thing that happened throughout Judea, starting from Galilee, after the baptism which John proclaimed. You know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. We are witnesses of all the things that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They also put him to death by hanging him on a cross. God raised him up on the third day and granted that he be revealed, not to all the people, but to witnesses who had been chosen beforehand by God, that is, to us, who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. He ordered us to preach to the people and to testify solemnly that this is the one who has been appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify of him, that through his name, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins.
Thank you.
few prayer requests today. Noted in the bulletin, please continue to pray for Peggy and her sister and brother-in-law. Her brother-in-law is in ICU and is being treated. And prayers for Barb Krause and her family and her brother Wayne, who is undergoing chemo at this time. Also remember our members at home in prayer and in your daily lives through a phone call or a card or a little remembrance to keep them aware of the fact that they are in our hearts. And also prayers for BJ Morrison, who will be undergoing surgery tomorrow. So please keep all those folks in prayer. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Father, where do we begin to thank you for the joys and blessings that you have shown us, not just this past week, but in our lives? We complain, we have woe, we have worry, we have pain, and we forget to remember the blessings that we have. Continue to bless us, Lord, and bless those who don't have the opportunity to know you, who haven't found you. Find them, come into their hearts, and welcome them to the fold. Lord, take care of those around the world who are suffering, who need something bigger than what we can offer here on earth. Save them, give them comfort, be with them. Be with all the warriors here in Glenshaw Valley as we continue to fight for our future and as we continue to work towards the plans that you have laid out for us. Help us to see those plans and help us to follow those plans. Lord, take care of those that we've mentioned and those that we mentioned silently in our hearts who need some extra special loving care. Dear God, we thank you again for all you have given us, and we offer these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The next scripture reading is from Matthew 20, verses 17 through 19. As Jesus was about to go up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves, and on the road he said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and they will hand him over to the Gentiles to mock and flog and crucify, and on the third day he will be raised up."
Yeah. Continuing in the book of Matthew, chapter 28. Now after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the tomb, and behold, a severe earthquake had occurred, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes as white as snow. The guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come, see the place where he was lying, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. Behold, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." And they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy, and they ran to report to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Rejoice." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and bring word to my brothers to leave for Galilee, and there they will see me."
Friends, as we continue our worship, we have now had the opportunity to respond to God's abundant grace and blessings in our lives. Through our gifts, we participate in ongoing ministry of this church, supporting the work in this community and beyond. Your generosity enables us to share the love of Christ through worship, education, outreach, and care. Let us prayerfully consider the way God has blessed us and offer our gifts with grateful hearts.
Yeah.
Gracious God, we offer our heartfelt thanks for the gifts that have been given this day. We pray that you would bless these offerings and multiply their impact, enabling us to further your work in this place and in the world. May these gifts be used to bring hope, healing, and your love to all. Amen.
This reading is from John 20:19-29. Now, when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were together due to fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be to you." And when he had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side. The disciples then rejoiced when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace be to you. Just as the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he has said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, their sins have been forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they have been retained." But Thomas, one of the 12, who was called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples were saying to him, "We've seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see his hands with the imprint of the nails, and put my finger into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." 8 days later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, the doors having been shut, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Place your finger here and see my hands, and take your hand and put it into my side. Excuse me. And do not continue in disbelief, but be a believer." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, have you now believed? Blessed are they who did not see and yet believed."
Revelation chapter 1, verses 10 through 13 and 17 through 19. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice, like the sound of a trumpet, saying, "Write on a scroll what you see, and send it to the seven churches: to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea." Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and after turning, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the middle of the lampstands, I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet and wrapped around the chest with a golden sash. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man, and he placed his right hand on me, saying, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. and I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and of Hades. Therefore, write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after these things.
May the peace of the risen Christ, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. May the hope ignited by the empty tomb fill you with unwavering joy and empower you to live as a witness to his resurrection. As you go forth from this place, may the Holy Spirit guide your steps, strengthen your faith, and inspire you to share the good news of life with all you encounter. May the blessings of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon you now and forevermore. Amen.